with a major defeat for President Obama and the Democrats in the midterm congressional election. There is no shortage of politicians and commentators offering explanations for the party's historic loss of 60 seats in the House. While many interpret the election result as an angry protest against a failed economy, high unemployment, and a throw-all-the-bums-out mindset, others say President Obama moved too far to the left. They say that if the president doesn't quickly move to the right and adopt parts of the Republican agenda, he will have a hard time winning re-election in 2012. Another factor frequently cited in the Democrats' losses were the massive amounts of money used by so-called third-party groups operating outside the traditional two-party fundraising structure. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Karl Rove's Crossroads GPS, for example, received a substantial amount of money contributed by anonymous donors, which they then used to purchase millions of dollars in television advertisements targeting Democrats. Now, Democratic Party activists have initiated efforts to ramp up third-party fundraising groups of their own in preparation for the expensive 2012 presidential election. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Jim Hightower, radio commentator, columnist, author, and progressive populist rabble-rouser, who was twice elected as Texas Agriculture Commissioner. He assesses the election results and advises President Obama and the Democrats to stand by their principles while urging progressive activists to get organized and challenge the right-wing Tea Party group's outsized influence in the national debate.
Johnny Boehner, the new Speaker of the House, the Republican leader, in a tearful comment said that he certainly hoped that now Obama would respect the will of the people. Well, this is the same guy and the same party that has spent the last 2 years trying to destroy the will of the people. A lot larger majority of the people who voted in 2008, also in 2006, by the way, to reject the Republican agenda of corporate power ruling over us. And so he had no truck with that, and now come these same pundits and politicos who are saying that Obama must adjust to go along with what amounts to the corporate agenda. And the truth is, of course, that the people, even the Tea Party people, were not voting for a corporate agenda. You mentioned that there was a rebellion over the economic disaster that families are facing, and that's exactly right. That is a totally understandable political response by folks who are not only seeing their incomes knocked down, their wages knocked down, their pensions looted, their future prospects for their children, grandchildren knocked down. So, understandably, people are more than anxious. They're actually angry. And I blame not the Tea Party for that. I blame the failure of my party, the Weasley Democrats, to stand up and propose the kind of remedies that these people were looking for, which is a bold jobs program, health care for all, Medicare for all. That should have been the slogan, not a public option, whatever the hell that means in health care. But it said Medicare for all, not just a regulation of Wall Street, but a restructuring of Wall Street so that that money flows into our communities through community banks and credit unions and independent sources of financial strength that would actually strengthen our country. So, you know, the election was an honest rebellion by folks who were looking for better. But it was also, and here's something that most people miss, Scott, it was also an election in which Obama's natural constituency did not vote. We had about a 42% turnout. Obama was elected with a 62 or 63% turnout. People who don't see Obama and the Democrats in Congress standing up for them. And so if the Obama Democrats are not going to stand up for them, why would they stand up for the Obama Democrats? And they didn't.
Jim Hightower, when you look at President Obama's reaction after the election results where the Democrats lost the House, he's still talking about bipartisanship, as if the Republicans were somehow going to reach across the aisle and they're going to sing folk songs together. This is just not going to happen. They practice politics as the art of war, total war. It's obvious to anyone who looks at the news for 5 minutes. These guys do not want to cooperate or compromised. What position do you think Obama should be taking now at this moment where his very presidency is at stake?
Well, exactly. I mean, how many times does he have to get slapped in the face with this bipartisan tender that he keeps putting out there before he realizes that they don't give a damn about bipartisanship unless it's their ship? The only thing that is going to save him is a populist approach to taking on these bastards. The first thing up, of course, is the Republican insistence that the very richest people in our society must continue to get a tax break, a phenomenal tax break, billions of dollars worth. At the same time, they demand that we deal with the deficit in our economy. If Obama would just stand up and say, no, I'm not going to let this happen. We're going to have a tax break for the vast majority of the working people in this country, but we're not going to continue to give a tax break to the wealthiest people in our country. That would send some sort of a message out to the American people who are being knocked down in wages and income and pensions and health care hey, maybe we really are on your side. You know, a lot of people get despondent over elections, but elections are really the least of the progressive movement, and that's got to be our agenda, to be bolder than we've ever been. Now is the time to step up. And by the way, if we don't step up, I can guarantee you that the other side is stepping up. They intend to take our government into a plutocracy.
That was Jim Hightower, national radio commentator and columnist. His latest book is titled Swim Against the Current. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. Read and listen to his commentaries online at jimhightower.com.